What's good, everybody? It's your girl Naima B and Motivation MC, and I'm here to help you get to where you want to be because I'm living my dreams. So, I mean, I just want to let people know that you have to, honestly speaking, do what's best for you. When you see that somebody is coming in a way and they are literally distracting you, you better get up out the way. Like, I'm just trying to tell. Y'all don't understand, like, if you say, God, I don't want this in my life, right? And God says, okay, so you go down the path, right? So you're walking down the path, whatever trajectory, you know what I mean? Big words, okay? And you're walking and you know what I mean? And then it's just like something comes, right? Something comes along the path. You're like, close your eyes and just imagine, you know, if you listen to my podcast, you know, this is what we do. We close our eyes and we just imagine that someone comes along that path and they boldly tell you that they are exactly what you said you didn't want. Like, they literally say, hey, how you doing, sweetie? Ew, you look good. I see your nails. I see your hair. Ew. Ooh. Ah. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? So they doing all of that. And you like, I see you. All right. So what? What's up? What do I like, sushi? What kind of food do I like to eat? What? Can you feed me? What you mean? Can you feed me? No, you can't feed me. What kind of food do I like? I like seafood. What kind of food? Why are you asking me these random questions? Huh? What? You know what I mean? Like, I mean, this guy is coming to you all kind of ways. So you already suspicious. And I'm telling you, it's just like, you put so much time in being suspicious about him that you done already gathered up everything that you needed to gather up. Like, first of all, he say he had no kids and he got kids. Like, all right. Duh, like, ding dong number one. It's just kind of like, but if this thing, this person, that's one equation, right? I can go on so many scenarios. If you're walking down something down the path and you say, God specifically, I do not want this. And God brings somebody to you, something to you, a situation to you, whether it's in your job or anything like that. And they are telling you, I am this. This is everything that you just do not want. I am this. And let's not say the kids or anything like that. Let's not be specific, but let's actually be specific as you continuing to engage in this person who's already giving you so many signs. And now they actually reveal, right? So it's just been like step and block. And now they reveal, I am this, and you literally told God you didn't want that. What do you do? What do you do? What do you do? Do you carry on in the relationship? You know what I mean? Like, do you negate the fact that he said that because he said that? You know what I mean? This person came to you and I 100% identified as this person. Even if it's in corporate. Sometimes you may see somebody and they may reveal something to you without actually saying, but then they will do the stepping blocks to
tell you who they are before they even describe who they are to you. And I'm also talking about if you ask them just God to reveal things to you, not even just things that you don't want, but reveal to you things that may be hindrances or make you feel a certain type of way, things that you know you need to stay away from. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not even to say, God, don't bring these people in my life or anything like that, but reveal to me at once, reveal to me who these people are so I know how to approach and adjust the situation. A lot of times we don't take the time out to evaluate everything around us. Because you can't just naturally poof be gone to a person. Like, I know blocking is just something that is what's happening in 2019. But it's the thing is, you can't just necessarily block somebody out of your life. It's all about adjusting to their temperature so that way you are, it's easier for you to get through. It's easier for you to maneuver around that human being, and eventually that human being will get that you don't want anything to do with them. It's genius. You decide how do you maneuver around, because the thing is, God is going to show you. You ask him to reveal to you, and that's exactly what he did. God showed you who this person was. God showed you who this person was in the workplace. Then you didn't stuck around so long that now they had to reveal themselves to you, but you already had the stepping stones. You already had the blocks aligned in the beginning telling you exactly who this person was. Why do we every single time fall so short? Like, why do we get to the point where they have to reveal to us? Why can't we just trust the stepping stones? Why can't we just trust the stepping stones? The stepping stones are so important in the on the path. The stepping stones are so important, and I believe that it is in the stepping stones where we really, really see who God is. It's in those stepping stones where we can say, God, show us, reveal to us this person, reveal to us these people on this path. And you do that. You do it so well, God. And I just pray that everyone else does the same thing too, right? Like, I just really, really pray that everyone gets what I'm saying. Like, we are all on this path. We are all on this journey called life. And we are on this journey knowing that we didn't just get here. Like, not really even knowing, like, yeah, We came out of our mother's womb, and a lot of things didn't add up. You understand what I'm saying? So each and every single one of us has this divine connection to God that is unorthodoxed, can't be really written, can't be put in words, can't be explained. Each and every single one of us have it inside of us, and it's up to us to pull it out. And I believe that what helps with what that looks like, helping in pulling it out, is understanding when God is speaking. Understanding that you ask him to reveal something and he does. And then taking that time to stop and say, thank you, God, for revealing that to me, and continue to lead me. Thank you, you are. And it ain't even continue to lead me, because you're leading me. So thank you, God, because I know you'll never leave me. I know you'll never forsake me. Thank you. And I know that you are with me on this journey, on this path every single day. Like, that's the message. Every single day. That's the message every single day. That we understand that this earth is not really home, right? Like, this is not the last destination, because you know that you won't be here for billions and trillions of years. So where will you be? Where you were? Wherever you was before you came. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, while you're here, I feel like we got to do our best. Like, while we're here, it's like being our best health. You know what I mean? What that looks like. Daily relationships. People who we have to be encounter with every single day. Make it your best. Right? Make it your best. Make it your best. Because that's who God has in front of you right now. And I gotta get back to work. I love y'all people. Ow! That was fun. Yo, I gotta do this every... I'm super excited, guys. But, you are divinely connected to God. Don't ever let nobody push you aside. It's that Naima energy for the TV screen. I'm just telling my story.